Wisconsin is leading a group of 28 states in developing better assessments for English language learners. DPI says it will use $10.5 million from the U.S. Department of Education to improve technology and further research that will help students better grasp the language. Patrick Gasper is a spokesman for DPI. He says it's not that the old assessment is bad, it's just paper-based. But the new assessment
is going to be computer-based. It's going to be able to provide much faster response, almost instantaneous, to teachers to tell them where students are. And so that's the direction we're moving.
DPI is partnering with UW-Madison and its Center for Education Research to fine-tune the questions on the new assessment. Tim Bowles heads up the world-class instructional design and assessment team at the center, which focuses specifically on English language learners.
The questions will change. They are evolving over time and becoming more innovative in their nature. And this assessment helps us also to promote those changes that make the item stronger and provide the teachers with better feedback over time.
DPI says it expects to roll out the new online assessments by 2015. Wisconsin has about 52,000 students in K-12 who qualify as limited English speakers. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.